This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Oklahoma head coach Brent Venables joining us here on The Score as we talk a little bit about Grady Jarrett.
He lives with a fourth and one mindset. He just made everybody around him better.
What makes a great three technique tackle?
Yeah, it's suddenness, quickness, twitchiness.
So when we learned about the three technique, it was...
Here I come.
Really a newer type of situation.
Tommy is checking in. Tommy, how are you?
Question for you. I'm confused on what a regular technique and a three technique lineman is. I'd like to explain it to me if you could.
A three technique. It's something. It's a newer type of situation, but I'm going to try to tell you what they... There's different ways of describing what a three technique is.
It was when Tommy Harris was the dude here.
Tommy was just a slightly... bit longer than Grady.
And
I'm confused. I've been hearing it, like, I feel like just this year, and I'm like, well, what's the difference?
All right, I'm going to tell you. Three technique A-gaps.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you jumping on with us, and thank you so much for giving us a true scouting report on Grady.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Coach.
What most people know about the three technique defensive tackle, you know a few more of them the more you're in the NFL. And basically, the way it is set up, they can't agree. Different coaches have different things. There's a thing called the zero technique, and Vince Wilfork.
Today would have been Les Grobstein's birthday. This from Mitch Rosen earlier today. We miss him. That's why I had to squeeze in the newer type of situation. That was for Les.
It's a 4-3 pass rushing tackle like Tommy Kelly. Does that answer that a little bit for you, Tommy?
Well, it's Polecats, Tommy, by the way.
Okay, cool.
I appreciate it, Robert.
Three, that's a magic number.
Let me ask you a question, caller. Henry Cotto or Jerry Martin?
Now you're getting silly.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are all here hanging out. Shane's here. Tanny's here. I'm Lawrence. That man is Matt Spiegel.
It's all happening, Lawrence. There's college hoops on the televisions. The Cubs have arrived in Tokyo. There's professional baseball this week. NFL free agency is still in full swing. Let's go!
There's a lot to do for us today, dude.
Yeah, there is.
Free agency is what it is, and maybe we'll find out. Maybe there'll be a puff of smoke. And then we'll find out where Aaron Rodgers is going before the afternoon is done. We will hear from the Bears, though, this afternoon, because they're going to talk about the things that they have done, which is great. They should feel really good about how free agency has started for them.
We're going to listen to all of that so you don't have to. So Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson will talk. We'll take care of that, and we will bring back everything that you need to hear from it in the 4 o'clock hour. And then Mark Grody, I know, is going to join us at 5 o'clock with what he thought was the most important stuff as well.
All killer, no filler on today's show. That's what what we are doing, including us talking a little bit about something that I dragged Spiegs and Tanny into watching during our meeting today.
You know those days in school where you're like, all right, the AV cart, the audiovisual cart, just got dragged in. I think we're watching a movie. Yeah!
I think we're good in the demo for this reference because yeah! I got it and I'm smack dab in the middle.
Woo!
So.
And we lined up, three of us lined up, and you started Danny Hurley on CBS. You watched it for the second time, or maybe the third?
I think it was the third time that I've watched it, because I'm fascinated by it.
And it was compelling, and we'll talk about it at 3 o'clock. I mean, this is like the most successful college hoops coach in the country, who showed you why he is a psychopath and is choosing to remain that way.
Correct. And he was given advice from another psychopath, which makes me go, if that person's giving you advice,
yeah,
you've gone too far.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And because we'll also get a chance to talk about marriages and what is the appropriate partner for a professional psychopath and such. So we got a lot to do.
Yep, there's no doubt about that.
John Morosi, too, going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour.
Which I'm very excited about to talk a little baseball with him. And it's weird because we're in a strange place with baseball. And at some point before the Cubs start, you and I will talk a little bit about that. But let's start with free agency being official this afternoon. Aaron Rodgers is going to be officially let go in about 25 minutes from the Jets, which leaves, what, $89 million of dead cap space in his wake from the last two places that he's been.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And what we have, there's still a bunch of remaining interesting players, like a lot of remaining interesting players. The first wave has just about all signed. Now Rodgers, Cooper Kupp was released today, so that is a very interesting one. But you and I decided to tackle this and think about some specific next-tier free agents that we want the Bears to target as soon as today, and if not today, maybe tomorrow. And because this is when you start to get bargains, like 48 to 72 hours after, you can start to get some people like...
The folks who haven't been tampered with.
What happened?
They're still out there going, well, what about me?
Yeah.
I'm valuable. I have value, and they're going to be swooped up. So let's put our list together.
Okay,
you want me to start?
Sure.
My list is pretty simple because what I'm asking for is in one case. Well, I'll just get to the list.
Yeah, dude, but just go.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, let's go.
All right,
let's go one at a time. You go one, I go one. Let's go back and forth here a little bit.
The first one for me is something that I've been asking for the last couple of years. It's a small thing to add, but I do think that it has value. Case Keenum. I would like Case Keenum to be the backup quarterback of this football team.
You want an old man backup quarterback who can still play and who knows how to get things done.
Or at least for him to be in the room, and if Tyson Bagent ends up beating him out, so be it. I don't want to get rid of Tyson Bagent. I just want a veteran who's been through a whole bunch of wars in that room with Caleb Williams. And he's been in the room the last two seasons with C.J. Stroud.
Yes, he has. So in Houston the last 2 years, he didn't play last year. He played two games in 23. He was in Buffalo before that with Josh Allen for a year. Was in Cleveland before that for 2 years. Man hasn't started more than two games in a season since 2019.
I want a peer to be, an elder peer to be in the room with Caleb.
I can dig it.
You know what I mean?
Are they going to roster three quarterbacks? You're willing to lose Tyson Bagent if you got Case Keenum?
Sure. I'm okay with that because I feel like you can probably find another Tyson Bagent at some point.
Okay.
And quite honestly, if I'm Tyson Bagent, I might want out too because I'm never going to be the starter here. And if I go someplace else, there might be an opportunity for me to be an actual starter.
I like it. All right, so Case Keenum first on your list. Ooh, here we go. The guy I mentioned in transition who is not my number one target at edge rusher, because I want an edge rusher. The guy, but I mentioned, I teased it, so I want to pay off that tease before I give you my guy. Za'Darius Smith could complete the gauntlet of the NFC North. The former Packer and Viking and Lion could complete the gauntlet by becoming a Bear, thereby giving you a veteran pass rusher who can still rush the passer playing with a sense of revenge for every single one of your division games.
He gets two cracks at both teams. At all three teams.
Six revenge games.
That's pretty good.
For a veteran edge rusher playing for a contract every year. But I want Dante Fowler, who's pissed off, as we know, having gone on a social media rant about all these other edge rushers getting paid. He signed a one-year, $3.2 million deal with Washington. He had 10.5 sacks, 14 tackles for loss, 12 quarterback hits. He was 16th in the NFL in pass rush productivity. Can rush from either side, and I feel like that would be a great veteran edge rusher to add to your mix. Give me Dante Fowler. He'll be pissed off all year.
I like that, too. It brings a little bit more competition to the room, and everyone's trying to get after him. And you're right. He's very angry because he knows that that's something that he still does really well.
He absolutely still does it. And he's not great against the run. But, you know, like, there are other guys out there. Matthew Judon's still out there. Von Miller at age 35 is out there. So it's an interesting list of edge rushers, but I would like Dante Fowler.
Number two on my list, I've been talking about him since he was released. I want Tyler Lockett as a Bear. I think
the former Seahawk wide receiver.
You can probably get him fairly cheap, and I'm talking NFL dollars here. A texter says Cup or Lockett. I think Cup is going to have too many suitors. Lockett might not. He might. We'll see. There's still, I think, enough tread on the tires for him as a deep threat option for Caleb Williams. In my mind, I can envision a scramble to the right and a throwback to the left. And just running underneath it is Tyler Lockett, and he's 5 yards ahead of every defender, and it's a Bears touchdown.
I like it. I think he might be destined for Vegas with old friend Geno Smith.
And Pete Carroll.
Yes, exactly. So I think he might be destined there to put that band back together, but I like it. I was looking for a wide receiver three. And I thought about Lockett, thought about Stephon Diggs, but he's not a guy who's going to be willing to be a wide receiver three, block his ass off, and not freak out at a lack of targets. That's not a good fit.
That's been a problem.
Yeah. Tim Patrick, the former Lion. Give me Tim Patrick, the former Lion, the former Bronco, willing wide receiver three, great blocker, glue for the room, and obviously a Ben Johnson guy. Thing is, Aaron Glenn is fighting for Tim Patrick, too.
Yep.
So both of the former coordinators who got head jobs from the Lions are having a bidding war of sorts, possibly, for Tim Patrick, which is funny. But you got a backup, which is the guy who was there the year before, is Josh Reynolds, who was there for 2.5 years with Ben Johnson in Detroit. It's another guy, good blocker, willing wide receiver three. So give me Tim Patrick. If he goes to the Jets, give me Josh Reynolds.
And then we ended up matching up on the third one.
I love this. Your third guy is my third guy. It's the only member of the Bears offensive line who was a free agent who I actually wanted back.
Matt Pryor. And Matt Pryor got himself a nice bonus today. Like, there's a pool of money for guys that outplay their contracts and they get bonuses. He got $1 million extra because of how many snaps he played for the Bears last season.
Wow, that's cool.
That's a guy that's not making a ton of money.
And a dude who stayed healthy, who played all over your line, you know, played all over your line. That's pretty cool.
Why do you want him?
Because he was a willing, strong dude who played absolutely every position and will accept that role. And he can bring you some knowledge and continuity with anybody that's still here. But it's just like the people that are out there, there's going to be some dudes who still think of themselves as starters, you know? And I like the fact that Pryor is willing to be a backup and can play all over the line as needed. So I'm a fan of that.
I'm a fan of it as well. We need to take a break because there's a current Bear that we have to talk about too. He won an award today, and he talked, and he tells you a little bit about this new defense. We'll share that with you next here on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Beagle and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller style. You guys go do your thing. I love your style.
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, there's not a lot of positives, and Bears fans know it, but Kyler Gordon is one of them, and I've enjoyed watching him in the year that he's had. He's one of the better nickel corners that I've seen in the league this year. He is a physical player. He's good off the edge.
There's a lot of things that I like. I like we've got some size and length at the corner position. I like the fact that they have some man coverage ability. You know, I think we've got some versatility at the safety position. And so I see the fit. I think, you know, Kyler Gordon, I think, is an outstanding, you know, nickel player.
Dennis Allen talking a little bit about Kyler Gordon. Troy Aikman talking a little bit about Kyler Gordon. Kyler Gordon picked up the Ed Block Courage Award today for the Bears, which is great because it's one of those awards. It's like
congratulations.
Really, yes, that's important to guys that play on that team.
It's an award that goes to a player on every team in the league. I hadn't realized that, that the Ed Block Courage Award annually goes to a player from each team in the NFL. Long history going back to 1984. Good for Kyler Gordon.
Established in the memory of Ed Block, the former head athletic trainer in the Baltimore Colts organization, it highlights players who have overcome challenges with resilience while demonstrating dedication to their teammates and community. Mm-hmm. The award also reflects Block's legacy of compassion and advocacy for abused children, which inspired the foundation's mission. So it's another one of those awards, like the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, that if you talk to people around the league, like, all the other stuff is cool, and you definitely want that, but this is one of those awards that you want.
And Kyler Gordon is a good dude and a badass player. Love Dennis Allen singling him out in the opening press conference. He is going to have some fun. And I remember we talked about why Dennis Allen has played more nickel. He's played more nickel in previous years than he ever has in his life because that position has become a staple around the NFL. So as Dennis Allen has had more fun and done it more often, he's excited to have a guy like Kyler Gordon to do it with.
So let's hear from Kyler Gordon. This is what he thinks of the new staff, Ben Johnson, and his new DC, Dennis Allen.
I was really excited. That was my number one, so we got our number one, and I'm happy to have him here. I like his mentality. I like everything he says so far, and I'm excited to meet him still, so I got to meet him. I'm happy.
You've gone against him for 3 years. What is left an impression on you about the way that Lions offense ran?
Yeah, the scheme, tricky, how detailed they are, and the way they attack certain players and certain defenses. So I'm excited to see what he cooks up. I know he does a really good job at that. So yeah.
In talking to other teammates, do you feel like he was your teammate's number one choice as well?
I didn't talk to a lot of my teammates about who. I mean, we talked about like the options we had, and we went through definitely like a bunch of different things, but as far as them, I know a lot of people liked him, and I think we're all happy with who we got, and I'm excited. So.
Dennis Allen, we talked to him about a month ago, like singled you out specifically as a player he's excited to work with. Have you had any conversations with him? Like, what do you know about him and the type of scheme that you're going to be in this year?
Yeah. I have had conversations with him. I like the way he's talking already, so we've had a lot of good talk. I've watched his previous defenses and stuff like that, so already kind of trying to figure out where and how I would look in a defense like that. And I think there's going to be a lot of special things that me and him can do together and as a whole entire defense. And so just excited to see the way he puts everything together. So,
what do you think you like the way he's talking? Like, what's the message he's trying to send to you?
Just his mentality and what he's about and how he wants to play this football game and how our whole team needs to be and if we want to accomplish everything. So, I like the mentality.
Have we reached the point where so many defenses use nickel that it doesn't matter when a new quarter comes in, or when they hire a new quarter, do you look at how much does he use nickel? Does that matter? Do you look at something like that? Like how much are you going to be used in this defense?
Yeah, definitely. Do I look at that? Yes. Do I want to be used to my max potential? Yes. So that's what I was kind of speaking on as far as Dennis Allen. I feel like he got a lot of creative ways and a lot of things that we can do. So. I think we're going to do a lot of good things.
Anything you can do more? I mean, you're an ascending player. What can you do more in this defense that, you know, under Dennis Allen?
I think I still got to explore that. So I know they're still creating, like, their playbook for us to get. So once I explore that, I feel like I have a little more answers for you to tell you specifically. But we're going to see.
Have you talked to Brisker? Do you think he's going to be good to go, Jaquan Brisker?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
We'll see about that.
That was interesting, though.
Bears.
Hmm.
I know some things that I'd like to see Kyler Gordon do more of in a Dennis Allen defense, Speaks. Do you have things that you might want to see Kyler Gordon do more in a Dennis Allen defense?
Blitz.
That's the thing.
He's a real
That's
good blitzer.
That's the thing right there.
Yes, sir. He's a real good blitzer. And, I mean, and we'll see. Because it's not just going to be him. Dennis Allen is that dude who's similar to Brian Flores, brings a whole bunch of people to the line, and then will surprise you with who's actually coming towards the quarterback. So he's going to do that, and there'll be some different people that he uses to do it with. But
well, the other thing is
because Kyler could cover too. You send Kyler back to cover and blitz T.J. Edwards for fun instead, who's right next to him. You'll flummox some people as well.
Dennis Allen, while we think that Brian Flores is Mr. Zero Blitz, Dennis Allen has some claim to that as well. And the idea of all the different places that Kyler Gordon might line up, where he might be blitzing from, and the destruction that he could cause, because one, he's really fast, and two, he's a good tackler and he's willing. That's the other part. Like, for a guy of his size, and usually he's about the smallest person that's on the defense when the defense is out there, he does not play like it.
Yeah,
he plays like, I am here to blow some bleep up.
Yeah, about 67% is the average for the nickel defense in the NFL. Great question there from Potsy about whether Kyler looks at that. Only the Buccaneers and the Steelers ran less than 67%. So the Saints were at 63, then they got a little higher, so they were above 67 last year. So that has jumped under Dennis Allen. It'll jump some more this year.
When we come back, I ran across something on Sunday, and I was like, Speaks, you got to see this. And he's connected to it because of his Jersey roots.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take a look inside of what coaching and what stuff, trauma from your childhood, can do to an adult.
With the best coach in the country.
Yes, that's next. Stick around. You're listening to The Score.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.